Well, were you constantly refreshing your social media accounts today to no avail? For hours, Facebook and Instagram users could not update posts, share stories, or go down that rabbit hole of scrolling, as so many of us do, as the social media sites and apps experienced a worldwide outage. The company's WhatsApp platform also went down. The outage comes just hours after a Facebook whistleblower's revealing interview with 60 Minutes. Frances Haugen accuses her former company of choosing profit over public safety. She anonymously filed complaints with federal law enforcement about Facebook's own research showing it intensifies hate and misinformation, and she is set to testify in front of Congress tomorrow. News Nation's Capitol Hill reporter Joe Khalil is covering this story and has the very latest from D.C. tonight. Haugen, Joe, also believes that Facebook cannot work independently.
That's right, Marty, and a lot of senators agree with her. Let's put it this way. We're in an incredibly divided country right now. And if you ask a whole bunch of people if they think it arguing back and forth on Facebook, on social media, contributes to that division, I'd bet you a lot of people would say that it does. Well, Facebook has internal data proving that it does, and also proving that Facebook profits greatly when that kind of interaction happens. And so they have been encouraging it. That's just one reason senators want to bring Facebook back in and why we're going to hear from that whistleblower tomorrow.
After bombshell revelations from a Facebook whistleblower, some senators today compared the social media giant to big tobacco.
What's shocking is how fully documented the information inside of Facebook is, and yet they continue to ignore it.
It's paying for its profits with our safety.
Former Facebook employee Frances Haugen will testify tomorrow before a Senate committee, shedding light on the company's business model, which she says profits from sparking anger and sowing division. Haugen publicly broke her silence on 60 Minutes Sunday night, exposing that Facebook not only knew its own algorithm was driving more controversial, divisive posts, but that those posts caused real-world harm. All the while, Facebook was profiting from them.
Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer, people will spend less time on the site, they'll click on less ads, they'll make less money.
Senator Ed Markey tells us it's time Congress get tougher regulating social media giants.
Ultimately, we're going to have to pass very tough, specific laws that prohibit this kind of activity by Facebook.
Internal documents also showed that Facebook-owned Instagram is leading to mental health issues, even suicidal tendencies among teens. Yet the company doubled down, designing a version targeted toward preteens.
Hi, everyone.
The new information even prompting the White House to call for more accountability.
In our view, this is just the latest in a series of revelations about social media platforms that make clear that self-regulation is not working.
And that part about Instagram causing potentially suicidal behavior among teenagers, that, I'm told by one senator, is what galvanized both Republicans and Democrats to come together and try to fight back. And they did get a small win on that. The version of Instagram for preteens has been tabled right now because of public pressure. But again, we're going to hear a lot about that and about generally the culture of division that Facebook has been pushing tomorrow. Marnie.
Eye-opening. Joe Khalil in D.C. tonight. Joe, thank you.